I'm Kathy Lynn, talking on the phone today to Chantel Dow, the new executive director of the Miles Rife Performing Arts Center. Well, first of all, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'm excited. It's a big move. So, but I loved Grand Rapids when I came up to visit. My dad grew up in Duluth. So, you know, I grew up in Minneapolis and excited to come back north, actually.
Did you live in the Duluth area?
No, I did not live in Duluth. I grew up in Minneapolis. My dad grew up in Duluth, so every summer that would be our family vacation, heading up to Duluth, and I still have some relatives there right now. But I grew up on the north side of Minneapolis, and now I live in southern Iowa.
According to your resume, you have a lot of interests.
Yes, I do. I've got lots of interests, but, you know, it primarily all falls back to music and business, so this was a perfect fit at the Rife. I'm so excited about this job.
David Marty, Rife Center Executive Director, is retiring, and it looks like you two have crossed paths along the years.
I've known David for a long, long time, and he's just done such a wonderful job. I just asked him if he could please leave his big shoes for me, because he's just a great guy and knows the business so well. He's really well-respected throughout the region, you know, in his position. I tell people in our industry, when we go to what's called the Arts Midwest Conference, which covers 18 states right down the middle of the country, and David is so well-known and respected in that area, and I tell them about the number of shows. I think he had said last year he programmed 46 shows. So that's insane amount of shows compared to the average of maybe 15 shows a season for most venues. So David has really done a phenomenal job, is very ambitious, you know, and as has his staff and the community. I mean, it's just phenomenal.
The Rife Center, like many other performing arts centers, runs on a lot of volunteer work.
And we've talked about that when I've come up to visit with the board, and that's an area that I'm really passionate about. I used to be a chamber director, and we became a Main Street community, which is a national movement to revitalize a downtown, and they run their whole program on volunteers. And so we became very passionate about creating a great volunteer program. So I'm so excited, you know, to see that that's already in place at the Rife.
I should warn you, the Rife Center is a fairly busy place with its partnership with the Itasca Symphony Orchestra, the Grand Rapids Players, and many other arts organizations, all housed there now.
One of my visions for the Rife Center is to continue collaborations. And so to see, you know, what's already in place right there in the facility with the beautiful dance studios and the community theater, the community orchestra, and also being attached to the high school, it's just fosters that whole idea of creating collaborations and also creating an experience when people come to a show at the Rife. That beautiful lobby area, and I think David referred to it at one point as the living room of the community. It's an open place, a comfortable place. Aesthetically, it's gorgeous. And an area that a lot of people can feel like this is a place that they can come and sit and relax and just enjoy the atmosphere. And so with all of these other arts organizations in that facility, that is what it's going to create as an experience when you walk in the door.
Pretty much any given night, you can hear somebody playing piano in the lobby.
I think that's so wonderful. Yeah, very exciting.
You do have a lot of music in your background.
I do. You know, my passion is the music side of live arts. And I grew up playing the trumpet. My family, I have four siblings, and my mom and dad all played instruments. My mom and dad actually met in high school band. And so we all played instruments, and every year for the Catholic Church Midnight Mass at Christmas, all seven of us would play. And it just was part of growing up. You know, I just thought that was normal, you know. And so then when I went on to college, all of my family are teachers. And because, you know, my mom said I should be a teacher, of course I said I'm going to do anything but be a teacher. So I found business and music, and it just seemed to fit really well. And it happened to continue on with that throughout all of the careers that I've had, somehow it's tied in with music and business. And even when I was for a few years a stay-at-home mom, I had 4 kids within 5 years, so I was staying home and really wanted the arts as a part of my kids' lives. And so I wrote grants and brought in arts programs into our small community of Leroy, Minnesota. And it was just, it was really fun, and I was thriving on it, and just continued with the business after that. You know, being a business owner for 15 years, you always have to evolve and try to keep up with the times. And so I've always tried to keep up with social media and promoting all of our artists that I represented on my roster for years on social media. And we're very fortunate at the Rife to have a phenomenal marketing person that she just seems to be on top of everything. I subscribe to the emails and watch all of her social media come through, and she is on top of everything. So I'm excited, you know, to work with her as well as the rest of the staff.
And is there anything that I haven't asked that you'd like to add in?
Well, there's a couple things that I know Annette had asked me that I thought were really interesting questions, is kind of what is my vision for the Rife? And because I'm not there yet and haven't, you know, really experienced being in the trenches, it's a little bit difficult, but I do have some, you know, overall goals that I think a performing arts center in a community such as Grand Rapids should offer. And a couple of those things are is maintaining the quality programming that David has by continuing to bring in international touring artists. But I really want to involve people a lot from the community in the programming. I would like to see more youth and those that are at the 25 to 40-year-olds on a planning committee or on a board, or, you know, making suggestions continually on what those demographics would like to see for programming. I'm also very passionate about education, and all of the artists I have on my roster right now do educational outreach. So I would like to collaborate more, not only you know, with the schools in Grand Rapids, but outlying communities. And it's just such a valuable resource that we are able to provide to kids to bring in some kinds of art forms that not only are for enjoyment and for our well-being, but also to educate these kids. Maybe some of these kids have never heard an opera or have never seen a steel drum. Those are things that I think as adults in our community, it's our obligation to bring to our kids. And so I'm very excited to work with the schools and seeing how we can extend some of these great artists that are coming to our community to the kids. And then one other thing I also am excited about doing is doing more outreach, trying to get people from outlying communities to feel welcome to come into the Rife. By going to this, I think my first couple months at least in the position is going to be out in the community meeting people and gathering input on their observations of what's been at the Rife, what they would like to see at the Rife, just gathering information and meeting people. Well, thanks again, Kathy, and I will see you before too long.
Absolutely. Congratulations again.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Again, Chantal Dow, the new executive director of the Miles Rife Performing Arts Center.